Let me thank the distinguished representative of Singapore for sharing his views and making suggestions. I have no more requests for the floor. Because I really would like to check this and then close the discussion on the rolling text on the elements. And then after lunch, revisit the issue of the working characterization. The chair has been conducting some further informal consultations, and I would like to make then a few observations with regard to the work we have been doing and the work we still might be doing with regard to a working characterization after the lunch. And then we have the issue of any other business. Oh, sorry, I'm I'm overly optimistic because I forgot that we still have draft text on accountability. We have five more draft elements, and I think we have half an hour, but I think let's try to have let's try to begin the discussion on that, and then see. I assume that would mean that we would have to continue this issue after lunch, and then we proceed, as I was just suggesting, we revisit the issue of the working characterization to be followed by any other business. Then I have everything. Yes, good. Thank you very much. So, with regard to accountability, during our first session in March, as well as throughout the informal intersessional consultations, the group has repeatedly underscored the importance of preventing accountability gaps in the context of laws. And also earlier this week, some delegations already made reference to the need for addressing accountability. And this section of the rolling text that has been distributed to you in my letter from the 26th of July deals with precisely this issue. The text I have circulated draws upon previously agreed language and principles. It seeks to build on these foundations and synthesize the important agreements that this group has already reached while taking into account the different views that have been put forward by delegations. Now, on the text itself, there are five elements. First, humans must at all times remain accountable in accordance with applicable international law for decisions on the use of force. Two, human responsibility for decisions on the use of weapon systems must be retained since accountability cannot be transferred to machines. This should be considered across the entire life cycle of the weapon system. Three, accountability for the design, development, and use of autonomous weapon systems must be ensured in accordance with applicable international law, including through the operation of such systems within a responsible chain of human command and control. Four, states must ensure internal mechanisms for the reporting of incidents that may involve violations of IHL. These internal mechanisms should also address incidents related to the operation of laws. Five, states must take all appropriate steps, including legislative and other measures, to prevent and suppress violations of the agreed measures of international law by persons or on territory under its jurisdiction or control. As also indicated in my last background paper, CRP.4, I hope to facilitate a greater common understanding on this topic with a view to offer more clarity and, importantly, to consolidate conclusions with regard to this important concept to help us ensure that the elements identified by this group prevent an accountability gap under IHL in the context of laws. I would now like to open the floor for your reactions and suggestions with regard to this item. And I thank the United States to open the discussion on this topic. You have the floor.